May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, June 29th, 2024. And today I'll be discussing some current events in my recent article from the Solstice Full Moon. Big event, folks. That was June 20th, 21st, near about 10 days ago. Summer reading and video entertainment. In other words, a lot of people are on vacation. If they get a break and they want to tune into the Cosmic Love perspective on things. The summer reading and video and entertainment, the theme is memorable memes to remember. Goes into what a meme is. A lot of people are hearing this word and wondering what it means, and this is the meaning of memes. I get into it a lot more, but anyway, today enjoy your customized multimedia show. For those who listen on a regular basis, you know the routine whereby you can pull up the website and from heartcom.org, the 2024 Quantum Quickening series has the archives for the year, and the most recent one was the article I'm going to be talking about. You can always put in your search engine up in your search bar at the top. Just put in 2024 Quantum Quickening series, and the first thing that comes up is the archive page. You click on that, go to the bottom, and you can see the current issue I'll be discussing today, so you can follow along, kind of like a narrative. I'm going to, you know, I'll be getting off script a lot, but anyway, that's what I'm going to be discussing today. But in the meantime, it's time for a cosmic weather report. I am going to do a little bit on the astrology, psychology, the old quantum field geometry, and the quantum source field, you might say, the energy fields in and around Earth, the holodeck of the Earth planet, and the holodeck between our ears, the correspondence, and the a little insight into the mass psychology weather worldwide. So, as I said before, you know, everyone's brain field holodeck between your ears, it's a quantum interface, you might say, and a quantum connection with our solar system's quantum field. You know, there's fields within fields, and it's all connected, and it registers energetically in the hemispheres of the brain, the hemispheres of the Earth. As far as the quantum holographic universe goes, it's all connected. We're just learning how that works, but the modern science of quantum physics is explaining not just quantum energies like homeopathy, that's been around for 100 years, and they didn't understand the quantum science, but this quantum field dynamics of healing with energy, subtle energies. I mean, acupuncture goes back 2,000 years. So this quantum stuff has been around, and there's a new understanding of the field, the quantum field within fields, you know, the auric field around the body, you know, how you can get a contact high with a person that's got high energy just being in their field. Well, it's true, you know, in the cosmos at large, you might say, how things resonate individually and collectively with the collective larger field that is infusing the Earth. Again, it's subtle energies, astrology, psychology, the understanding of how, you know, the kingdom of heaven is virtually within us, how it's infused in our DNA, the 9 months during the creation in the womb. I've explained before how the 12 lower vertebrae in a mother's back steps down the energy of the 12 constellations to create a bioenergetic field. So with cell cytosis division from 1 to 2 to 4 to 16, 32 through just rapid cell division, you know, over the 9 months, it creates a field in the womb, this bioenergetic womb, whereby the energies of the 12 constellations are stepped down to the 12 lower vertebrae in a woman's back to create, you know, a field whereby the DNA is programmed with this tension release, so this rapid cell division. It programs the DNA energetically so that when you take your first fire breath after 9 months, that basically your cosmic clock begins ticking. And of course, it continues to interface with the heavens above. But this relationship, as above, so below, how the kingdom of heaven is truly within us, infused in our DNA, and triggered by astrology, psychology, individually and collectively. So the collective infusion process that's going on right now, it's unique. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on astrology, but there's interesting quantum field connections going on all the time, and it affects the collective consciousness of the planet. And for example, right now, the moon's in Aries, which brings some fiery initiative to our feelings and actions. And of course, the sun is in the water sign Cancer. And when Aries fire combines with water, you know, fire and water, things can get really steamy in relationships. What's really unique right now, besides that point, is that there's these planetary configurations with four creative triangles going on as I speak right now. And I'm sensitive to these energies. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and say, what's going on? Go to the computer and find out that my personal astrology is being triggered by a certain powerful aspect that's just waking me up. It affects everyone, actually, but most people are not conscious of how they're not conscious, you know. But anyway, there's these four creative triangles going on right now, and a powerful T. It's called a T square, and both these triangles and T square have a focus where the triangle will focus the energy, you might say, in the capstone, and it'll that focus will be an integration of the energies. The aspects of the energies in certain regards in terms of how it will tend to influence one's field, energy field, consciousness field, you might say, the field within the holodeck between your ears. Now, and those who have, you know, their third eye more or less open are more sensitive to this than those who have been drinking fluoride all their years and their pineal gland is calcified. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that there's a really unique astrology psychology going on now. I could go into it more detail. I will pull up the chart and just mention it. Not that I'm going to go into the meaning of it all, but there's a tight talent triangle, for example. There's four of these triangles. There's a tight triangle with Neptune, Uranus, and Neptune, Uranus, and Mercury, where the energies of Mercury and Neptune, which is in a very high spiritual position in the last degrees of Pisces right now, that Neptune is trine Mercury, which brings it more into a mental field understanding, which is why I'm talking about probably more mental aspects of these energies than I usually do. But anyway, there's a trine going on there, and both of them are sextile Uranus in Taurus. Anyway, that concentration, that focus, the blending of the deep spiritual energies of Neptune with the mental aspects, Mercury, combining with this point of focus of Uranus. There's those who understand a little bit of astrology, psychology, realize each of these planets have their different influences as it resonates with consciousness in different ways. So it's a language, and the more you work with it, it's like the more you work with the archetypes of the mind of God, geometrically ordered divinity, you might say. And that's what I'm talking about now, is these trines, and I'm going to get into the T-square a little bit. It's a geometry of divinity. It is basically the reason that the three Wise men were astrologers who found the Christ, not by following the star as much as their intuition, connection with, where things were happening and how to connect with it. That's another story. But my point is that there's four of these triangles, they're called talent triangles going on. I mean, there's another one between a trine between Saturn and Venus being focused in Mars and Taurus. And there's another one with Pluto trine Uranus, both sextile to, again, that Neptune in that last degree of Pisces. So what I'm saying is that you can get into any one of these aspects and tune into the languaging of them the more you work with astrology. And it is like another language. And I know it sounds foreign to some of you. So there's some people that are listening that are really interested in this, and others have probably already left listening because it's just, they don't even believe it's relevant to their lives and they don't understand it and they're not interested. So that's the chance I take when I go into more depth sometimes. I was going to mention briefly that there's a T-square going on whereby Pluto is opposite Mercury, and both of them are square Moon, which is conjunct Chiron, which is a whole other story, in Aries, 23rd degree of Aries. So there's an Aries energy that's very strong, and that energy of Chiron, that's a whole other story. I've got two books on the subject, but the point is that it's like a wounded healer. It's like civilization right now is wounded, and we're in the healing. It's a healing crisis. There's a lot of people in a healing crisis right now. And the Moon in Aries really brings fire to, you know, cardinal fire, which is like this. It's a major thing. So I am basically verbalizing something that's going on in the collective consciousness of the planet. There's a real hurting going on, and there's all kinds of intense energies. Pluto energies, again, mental. There's like psychological warfare going on. Pluto's opposition Mercury, and they're both square, which is creative tension. Again, with this Moon in Aries, which is kind of a Martian energy. You know, like men are from Mars and women are from Venus. So this Moon in Aries is more of a intense. It couldn't be warlike, but it also can be. It can be the higher octave. The higher meaning of Aries is God control. It can be like a Christic. It can be a Christic energy. But there's definitely a healing crisis going on the planet and in a lot of people's lives right now. A lot of people are suffering all over the planet. I mean, it's a difficult time. A time of tribulations, whatever. Anyway, I just wanted to touch on all that more than I usually do. We're coming into the 4th of July. I'm going to be celebrating freedom and opportunity. You know, the whole spirit that matters with the evolution, revolution, revelations of the age. And I'll be going into that more for those who are on my list. When I say on my list, on my Substack publishing list, which is usually once or twice a week. And you can go to, again, the subject of the 2024 Quickening series. You can actually go to Substack and put in 2024 Quantum Quickening, and you can subscribe if you want, and you will get regular emails that I send out once or twice a week, usually. They're like newsletters with embedded videos and articles. And then when I have the show, like I'm doing to now, I cuss and discuss what's in those articles. And again, more depth of field than I usually do, as with astrology, psychology. So anyway, the article I was going to talk about today is archived, like I said, at the bottom of the archive page that I gave you on Memes Matter. And for summer reading and video entertainment. So I begin by saying that amidst all the rapid-fire revelations of the Great Awakening, a new enlightenment is emerging, with emphasis on memes as meaningful food for thought for the truly thoughtful. So the meaning of memes. Now, as I mentioned previously, you can customize your own multimedia meme show if you want to. You might say go on vacation between your ears, a fun trip between your ears, and then scan through this article, which I'll be going through, and note the videos or hyperlinks to subjects, links to subjects you may find worthy of your attention. So memes are those thought forms or sound bites, frames of reference, conceptualizations, etc., that represent a lot of truth in form, frequency, or a few select prescient words. Memes provide conceptual clarity, in a nutshell, you might say, relief from all the information overload and cognitive dissonance that we get in lamestream media. For example, consider the general Enlightenment memes about spirituality that ring true with multidimensional quantum reality. So, again, memes dealing with spirituality that ring true with multidimensional quantum reality. So there's a graphic here, which got a square with the big word prayer and an energy pattern indicating broadcast energy. And the byline there is the world's greatest wireless connection. So prayer is the world's greatest wireless connection. And that thought, again, where general enlightenment meets effective sensory perception. Some people call that ESP, but I'm talking about just effective sensory perception. Where they meet, you might say, is the world's greatest wireless connection, the field, the source field. So I go on to say that the quantum life upgrades by way of fiery prayer of pure intention as focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum capstone comprehension. And the CAP in capstone refers to is an acronym for the creative ascent process, full comprehension of the creative ascent process. So most of these memes, I'm building a momentum of memes, understanding of memes, examples of memes, and most of these memes come from my Substack newsletter, the Aquarian Quickening. And again, you can put that in your search bar. Whether you put in Aquarian Quickening, but more accurate would be just to put in 2024 Quantum Quickening. Again, that Substack list will come up, and you can take it from there. If you're interested, you can subscribe for free. I mean, I'd love it if you subscribed for $5 a month or, a cup of coffee's worth. But in any regard, you can subscribe for free. And the whole subject of these, the momentum of the memes moment to moment, I'm basically creating a sequence of persuasion for understanding the Aquarian Quickening. A revelations revolution emphasizing evolution. 90% of the word revolution is evolution. And what I do with my newsletters and then reference, with the radio show, is that I curate, many different truther newsletters each week to find some exceptional memes. And a recent example with numerous memes is a compendium I did at Fearless Faith Overcomes Faithless Fear. Now, for those who are reading along, if you're listening to the podcast in the future, you can always just pause it and click on the link on this Fearless Faith Overcomes Faithless Fear. So this is how you can create your own multimedia show if you have a podcast, if you're listening to the podcast. And a lot of people prefer that rather than listening live. Because if they have a narrative with links like I'm providing, you know, with this show, then you can pause the podcast and click on the links or watch the videos that I provide to go deeper. So you can get the big picture. You can go deep into different aspects of it. And all of them today, the emphasis is referencing the big picture meme. The big picture meme. Think galactic, dance local. Some people say act local, but I'm more specific, mainly because I love to dance. But if you understand and appreciate the quantum field energy dynamics of our solar system right now, well, on an ongoing basis, as it cycles above and below the galactic plane of our Milky Way galaxy. This is the 25,920 year precession of the equinox. It's a cycle. It cycles up and below the galactic plane. I mean, instead of orbiting in a circle, since it's moving around the galaxy, the galactic plane, it's like a sine wave curve above and below the galactic plane. And if you understand that, then you can understand how the deep space energies of Aquarius are now influencing, I call it matriculating the matrix of energy fields on Earth and in our consciousness. So I'm referring to right now the very unique energies that are infusing the Earth and influencing social conscience and our local and global social network communities. We're talking about quantum field energy dynamics in our solar system that are unique at this time. Then I have a whole website, and you can click on it, regarding this precession of the equinox. It goes into great detail, great depth on this understanding they call it the great cycle and the great crossing, because right now, as we cycle above and below, you know, and over almost 26,000 years, the galactic plane, right now, we are crossing. It's called the Great Crossing across the galactic plane, which is why in the last 100 years, since we've entered the very intense photon belt, crossing the Great Crossing, you know, across the galactic plane, we're being infused with intense energies from alignment of the Great Central Sun with hundreds of millions of solar systems in the galactic plane. We've been in that field for the last 100 years, which is why we've gone from horse and buggy to space age within 100 years. And this is just the dynamics, again, of these energy fields that astrology explains. And you can see for yourself if you want to go into this precession of the equinox link. So, again, this is involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. Just like we've gone from horse and buggy to space age in 100 years, we've gone from the Industrial Revolution to the Information Age Revolution. And now we're in the Quantum Age Revolution, you know, a quantum shift into the Aquarian energies of light and love, you might say, or light language and love law, universal cosmic law of love. And the, you know, when I say that, I'm not talking about your normal love. I'm talking about the geometrized understanding of the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, and five and one in the love model with geometrized memes, thought forms. They're like, there's memes within memes in the love model. And the geometry of itself is a representation of those memes individually, collectively. The two and one, the three and one, the Trinity, synergy in the Trinity, and the four and one, with looking down on that symbol of the pyramid, where you have a square with a cross through the square. As you look down on a pyramid, you might say the plan of the pyramid, which means pyramid, fire in the middle. You're looking down on the blueprint of the four and one, which is then the capstone, which I refer to as the creative ascent process. And that process is the process of general enlightenment from the Great Awakening to the Great Enlightenment. So the Aquarian energies of universal light language, you know, light and love, light language, and cosmic love law are indeed surging. These energies are surging in the collective conscience of global humanity. And this was preordained, you know, for the Aquarian cycle, you know, the Aquarian quantum age. There's a whole link on the Aquarian quantum age if you want to learn more about it. Because our perceptual veil, you know, our sense of separation from 5D is thinning. You know, there's 3D density, there's 4D in time, and there's a shift going on where we're becoming more 5D oriented, and some more faster than others. And some people say there's going to be a solar event, a flash from the great central sun through our solar system, through our sun of our solar system, step down, you know, with photonic light, gamma rays or whatever, that jumpstart, you know, the awakening, you know. And this could happen. I don't know when. I've heard a lot about it from different people and different, you know, secret space program websites and other places that deal with these quantum energies coming into our solar system and how it affects consciousness. And apparently, prophetically or otherwise, I've been picking up a lot of chatter, you know, on the internet over the last year about this event is going to happen soon. Hopefully for a great awakening that snaps us out of the collective paradigm paralysis, or some would call it insanity, you know, with the war, disease, death, and hell profiteering that's going on with the medical industrial complex, the military industrial complex. I write about that enough to talk about it now. But anyway, I'm trying to, you know, take the high road here with the understanding of memes, you know, the spirit that matters on earth as in heaven, you know, as above, so below, you know, this is a meme, this relationship, I call it relationships of reverence and, well, the relationships of relevance, what's relevant, you know, and ultimately reverent, you know, the holy whole. So we're talking about unified field coherence. Unified field, you know, quantum unified field coherence, harmonics, with effective sensory perception. It's maturing in the collective consciousness with, the, you know, the energies. There's a quantum shift going on in the collective consciousness with these intensified, rarefied Aquarian energies. And what's maturing is a new common sense, you know, like the common sense that sparked the American Revolution with Thomas Paine. Well, there's a new common sense going on in social conscience, and I get into tools and processes that will make that possible, to culture wisdom of the crowd, unity and diversity, you know, for all for at-one-ment, atonement as at-one-ment, you know, how, again, we are one, one earth, one humanity, you know, the family of man in a global village, you know, how do we get our act together? So how to do this, tools and processes, you know, the next big thing in the computer internet revolution, you know, hardware, web 3.0, cyber ethics, these revelations are going mainstream. I mean, we're talking about the full implications of the Aquarian quantum age. They're being revealed, and global civilization is about to take a quantum leap into quantum reality, that the kingdom of heaven cosmos is indeed within us, resonating in our DNA and triggering subtle bioenergy shifts in the quantum field between our ears, as corresponds to the etheric blueprint of the global mind, you know, how we're all connected, unity consciousness, unity and diversity. So quantum everything is going to be understood sooner or later. I mean, it's happening fast. A lot of people are there. It's going to be understood along with the quantum physics governing subtle bioenergetics of, you know, biofields regarding homeopathy, you know, the ancient science of acupuncture, and the modern science of quantum healing, which has evolved from EAV, electroacupuncture, according to Vol, to modern systems like the Skio and Trinfinity 8 that can actually do an analysis of the energy fields of the body very quickly and provide biofeedback harmonics that compensate for basically inharmony and in the body. So we're talking about the modern science of quantum healing. I have a link on that, again, with the, within the copy that you can go to if you want to get into that in more depth. So for years, I've been reporting on quantum technologies from the Secret Space Program. I mean, I think it was nine years ago, I interviewed one of the people that were involved with the quantum jump program to Mars, you know, the teleportation technology that's very advanced now. And I was reporting on that. Brett Stillens was his name. He was one of the kids that were teleporting to Mars, and they just changed the laws back when I interviewed him regarding their ability to be interviewed and do some limited hangouts, limited exposure of these advanced technologies that are so far beyond what most people have any idea that they feel they have to begin leaking a little bit of it out at a time so that it's not too much of a shock when there's full disclosure. So that full disclosure, of course, will permanently disrupt and downsize, you know, because of free energy technology, the implications will disrupt and downsize not only big oil and big pharma, you know, energy healing, quantum healing with energy, but also the big lie of big media and big government that suppresses the solution to toxic pollution, wars over energy and pharmaceutical medicine. You know, this is basically the conundrum we're facing now, whereby disease is incentivized, you know, the medical industrial complex, and mass killing is monetized, you know, the military industrial complex. And fear porn is weaponized, you know, mainstream media programming, the, you know, intense fear porn incessantly to get people to basically believe the lie, which is so big and so bold and so often told that people believe it, whereby conscience is desensitized and immorality is normalized. So when disease is incentivized and mass killing monetized, fear porn is weaponized, conscience is desensitized, and immorality is normalized. This is the downward spiral where civilization is right now. There's a lot that's going on. It's killing us. I mean, it's freaking killing us. So the final goal of what's going on, the transhumanism thing, there's a four-minute crisis alert of the year that I provide here, a video for those who are following along. And you can, again, if you're doing the podcast, you can just pause it. Those who are listening live, I'm just going to reference it because I'm doing kind of an overview where you can get a feeling about, you know, the compendium, the newsletter as a whole. And if you're interested, you can always go back when the podcast is available within a day or two, usually. And you can then, like I say, listen to podcasts, pause at any time, watch videos or not. This video was explaining how transhumanism is simply the transitional stage towards post-humanism, you know, a world where humanity as we know it is basically without humanity as we know it. The world is post-humanism is a world without humanity as we know it. So there's also a 12-minute video of this short 4-minute video if you want to go into more depth and get a feeling for the context of some very powerful truth-telling and warning and caution of what's going on that most people are oblivious to. So most people are just too busy putting one foot in front of the other, you know, paying the bills and struggling to stay alive that they don't have time or energy comprehend what's really going on. Those who want to, that understand, the more prayer warriors, they're living every, you know, a lot of prayer warriors are living every day like it could be our last, because they're putting everything into doing the best they can with their God-given energies each day. And a lot of these prayer warriors want to know the specifics on what's going on in the world so they can make invocations decree positive energies, basically to step through the veil and overshine certain situations, bind certain situations, but basically take command of certain situations. And the more specific the invocation, the more powerful they are. Because those who listen to the show on a regular basis and know my shtick is that I'm fully aware that there are spiritual energies that respect our free will and won't interfere any more than the ETs. According to cosmic law, interfering with our free will is bad karma and will bite you in the ass every time. Interfering with anyone's free will. So there's a dynamic here of, you know better to do better, and at least have a co-measurement with what is real, you know, like what is real, because, if, you know, there's no problem solving unless we come out of unreality of what the problem is. Half the solution to any problem is a good definition of the problem. So this is a key concept. Some will be interested in it, others not so much. My point being is that modern civilization has succeeded to the point where gross defects in civility are obscuring actual gains. COVID pharmacide and Gaza genocide are two obvious examples. But perhaps it had to get this bad before enough good people would wake up, wise up, and rise up with general enlightenment that identifies with holistic systemic solutions for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth, you know, the family of mankind and a global village. We're all connected. You know, it's about time we got our act together. And the global mind is a gold mine, if only we mind it with the TLC meme. Now, we've been talking about memes. I'm going to go into the TLC meme. Most people think of TLC. They think of tender, loving care. Well, the TLC meme is the Earth's evolutionary destiny in Aquarius. That's quite a statement, but I'm talking about a unified field of just conscientious common sense. Is culturing our all connected net reality. You know, the reality that we live in an instant, everywhere, interactive global village. You know, we're all one in principle. You know, family of mankind, a global village of instant, everywhere, and interactive TLC capabilities. So I'm defining this TLC as telecom, telecare, and telecommerce, a threefold meme. Threefold TLC, telecom, telecare, telecommerce. That corresponds to the medical media marketing megatrend model. Now, this is basically, it's a hermetic. I mean, this is basically a hermetic model. You know, Hermes was messenger of the gods. He was the god of media, medicine, and marketing. Basically, he was a fifth ray bastard. Truth, science, media, medicine, marketing. That's kind of the metaphysical aspect of what I'm talking about. But in a secular sense, it is the media medical marketing model that is the synergy in the TLC trinity of truth, health, and prosperity, which is at the heart of local and global telecommunity, you know, telecom unity. So telecom, telecommunication, telecommunity, teleconscience. There's a lot of dimensions of TLC in this model, but the key process is what I refer to a hardware upgrade. You know, hardware is an integration of hardware, software, and network. It's like an integration of the threefold flame of the hardware, software, and network that provides not only an upgrade of our core free will, divine right to freedom of assembly, you know, for unity and diversity, but also an interactive upgrade of all of our core internet freedoms. Now, this understanding of mind congruence is important, and I provide a link on that, and I go into that in more detail with what I call love codes, universal law language codes, the cosmic law, that frames the first principles in the order of the universe. And this mind congruence is predicated on heart coherence, which is actually a frequency. Heart coherence is a frequency of holy compassion, joy. It can be registered with biofeedback equipment. It's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion and joy. That's called heart coherence. When you're coherent, then your mind can be congruent. I mean, there's no smart without heart. There's no mind congruence without heart coherence. Otherwise, you can do the 1,000 things right, but do the wrong thing is a good example. If there's no heart coherence, you're doing all the detailed things right, but you can lose the big picture. The big picture is coherence. The unity field of conscience. Win-win cooperation rather than divisive win-lose competition. So without vision of such heart virtue, then civility disintegrates, as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. The people perish as power elite psychopaths make a killing on the creation and management of war, disease, and mass genocide. Kind of crazy world we live in, but that's just the way it is. Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink. Okay. Web 3.0 cyber ethics hardware. There's a link on that. I've been featuring this since 2000. This understanding of the hardware project, understanding of hardware, the integration of hardware, software, and netware, and the fulfillment of the computer internet revolution with cyber ethics. What cyber ethics look like and how they work. This is what makes possible the telecom process of information's ecology. So information's ecology is the recycling of general knowledge in a way that organizes information in formation. Information as empowers memes, specific wisdom of a TLC nature. Empowering wisdom with TLC, empowering wisdom with love. So this TLC, it's the feminine principle. Love is the feminine principle that distinguishes the millennial Aquarian cycle as our solar system traverses. That should be transverses. Aquarian deep space. Stubbing down those cosmic rays by way of planetary transformers. These planetary transformers, how they step down the energies of deep space into the quantum field of Earth and corresponding brain hemispheres. There's a correspondence between the hemispheres of the brain and the hemispheres of the earth. That's why language evolved. Western civilization has been said to be left brain, left hemisphere. Western civilization tends to be left brain dominant, whereas right hemisphere, people of the east, are right brain dominant. And you think about it, language evolved in the West from left to right, symbols of symbols, creating words, sentences, etc. In the East, it evolved because we're left brain dominant. It evolved from left to right. In the East, language evolved from the right to left. And they use pictographs. They don't use symbols of symbols. They use whole pictographs, a whole different frame of reference for consciousness. And they read from right to left because they're right brain dominant. So a cosmic connection that mimics divine order in the holographic universe. This is where it's going with an interactive interface, a universal interface, that I'm referring to as hardware. But again, the understanding this divine order in a holographic universe, there's a whole website, and I provide a link on that you can go to. Again, for an understanding of the fractal order, the geometric order, geometrized order of the holographic universe. And again, everything is at all levels represents this power, wisdom, and love And in terms of the divine order of the holographic universe, that divine order is framed by three principles: right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy principles, power, wisdom, and love. Right dynamic, linear consciousness, round magnetic, nonlinear oneness, and radiant energy is a combination of the first two with a synergy in the Trinity, you might say the threefold flame of power, wisdom, and love. If I had the graphics up here in a multimedia show, and this was a video and I had graphics and I had a production team, etc., I could explain this in more detail with the graphics, but I don't. I'm a one-man show because that's all I can afford to do, and I haven't been discovered yet. And I'm actually happy doing it the way I'm doing it. In the future, someone can take my shows, my blogs, my newsletters, and create with my voice or their own. They can edit out parts of my voice and or the content that I'm referring to, and create a video for YouTube video production. You know, I'm basically just framing, providing the contextual frames of reference, call them memes or whatever, that deal with, you know, the process of involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in E equals MC squared, where C is the symbol for the speed of light, whereby as you approach the speed of light, all time, you know, C squared, E equals MC squared, all time and space becomes relative, which is to say, the whole process of E equals MC squared, as you become conscious of how you were conscious, again, light approaching the speed of light, conscience, as you become more conscious of how you were conscious, you basically involve and evolve a higher conscience with the capital C. That was a metaphoric exercise. I do that every once in a while. I'm playing around with these concepts because to understand a lot of the mysteries of God, it really takes exquisite metaphor, because there's a lot of paradox involved, and a lot of people that are suffering from paradigm paralysis through too much change too fast, whereby their worldview narrows narrower and narrower because they're just overloaded. They're just kind of hold to the core, maintaining at a core level, and the inability to process new information of an in-depth nature, that's what paradigm paralysis is, also called executive burnout. People that are just doing too much executive stress for too long, which typically for a really hot seat is maybe 2 years of really making things happen, with intensity, but it's different for different people. Some people will burn out with an executive intensity in a short term, some people a long term, and some people seem like they don't at all. They have a balance in their life, you know, where they're centered and connected under fire, so to speak. So anyway, you can read this summer solstice report from Children's Health Defense regarding the bird flu pandemic that they're rolling out. Now, I get into this in my newsletter. I get into politics and economics that the lamestream media is not reporting. They're not reporting that they're rolling out this bird flu pandemic, COVID 2.0, as if they could get away with it after, you know, fooling us last time with these, so to speak, safe and effective vaccines that were not safe and they weren't effective and are killing millions of people worldwide. You won't hear that on the lamestream media. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist saying it. I'm a netizen journalist taking some of the best and brightest minds on the internet and let them say it. So this article is by Merrill Nass, by the Children's Health Defense Fund. And it's about 24 different pharmaceutical companies who are racing to develop a bird flu vaccine for cows. How many more are working on a bird flu vaccine for humans? Is it inevitable? You know, are they going to roll this thing out as if we did, you know, as if we didn't learn anything from the first time we were deceived and abused, used and abused? I mean, you know, So the pharmaceutical companies make billions, but you know they're killing millions. You know, this is the kind of insanity, you know, we gotta work through. And I have a little meme graphic here, like it's like a Walt Disney cartoon character who's saying, it's a little like this young lady saying, "Listen, this is a very simple concept. If it's not voluntary, it's tyranny." You know, matter of fact, like she's saying this like a little Walt Disney cartoon character saying, "It's simple, folks. If it's not voluntary, it's tyranny." So in the meantime, back to the meme subject, some will get it and some won't. There's a graphic here that's saying you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, and you can bring a man to knowledge, but you can't make him think. There's a horse and a man in a glass. Anyway, again, memes. Saying a lot with a few words, with a simple graphic. You can bring a man to knowledge, but you can't make him think. Some will, some won't. So what? Next, you can't take it personally. All you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. So keep the fearless faith that real intelligence will harness the artificial variety to serve a meritocracy rather than a false flag democracy that keeps health, freedom, and peace opportunity from the public rather than of, by, and for the people. I love the quote by C.J. Watts, who says, character is doing the right thing when nobody is looking. It's like dance like no one is watching. You know, dance, a good character, a good dance like no one is watching. I mean, it's one of my favorite expressions. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and by God's grace, in God's time, everything works out for the best, whether you know it or like it or not. Know it or believe it or not, love is the meme that matters as foundation for full spectrum Aquarian enlightenment. Now, I wanted to save a little humor piece for the end of the show. I'm getting near to the end. I've pretty much gone through this piece. You can go into more details if you want by clicking on the articles or watching the videos. But this is a media piece that I did recently. It's based on a true story. I don't usually do this. I mean, this is in the Think Galactic and Dance Local category. Think Galactic and Dance Local, which I referenced before. And this is a true story. So I was country swing dancing across the street from the Livingston Heart Center on a Friday night recently when a cute young lady, 20-something, came up from behind me and took my hand and asked for a dance. I mean, she could see that I could dance. I was in full tilt cardio workout that night. So I took her for a spin. And within 30 seconds, I could feel that she had perfect poise and balance. So I asked her if she ever had ballet. Oh, she lit up and gave it to me. I mean, everything she had. So I lit up and danced like I never danced before, way above my pay grade. And then something unusual happened. I mean, I like to chat while dancing with a lady in my arms. So I was chatting her up when she asked if I was married. And I responded that I'd been married 3 times with 4 children and 6 grandchildren. Well, that didn't seem to faze her. For a cosmic window, we were both an ecstatic, twirling dervish, love of the dance, and biological age didn't make any difference. My response in similar situations to avoid entangling alliances, has been to say, "I used to be a man's man." And then I went through tester pause. My testosterone ship has sailed. And now I'm just one of the girls. Anyway, she got the message. I mean, how does a single older guy kindly tell a much younger lady that he's just too old for her? It's humor that keeps us honest, open, and joyful. So that was my attempt at a little humor piece. I'm trying to work on my humor game a little bit more. And anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening today. I kind of got off track a lot of a few things. I'd like to end on an enlightened note. In that regard, there's a Zen story I'd like to finish with. And 2 men visit a Zen master. The first man says, I'm thinking of moving to this town. What's it like? And the Zen master asks, well, what was your old town like? The first man responds, it was dreadful. Everyone was hateful. I hated it. The Zen master says, well, this town is very much the same. This town is very much the same. I don't think you should move here. So the first man leaves and a second man comes in. The second man says, I'm thinking of moving to this town. What's it like? Zen master asks, what was your old town like? The second man responds, it was wonderful. Everyone was friendly and I was happy. Just interested in a change now. The Zen master says, this town is very much the same. I think you will like it here. So there you go, for folks. We give what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. What we seek is what we find. And intention focuses attention. Energy flows where attention goes. What you think about, you bring about. So here's to more light and love, easier and faster. I hope you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness, which is accelerating through the 2020s. Amazing time to be alive. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.